Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Leonardo da Vinci said, "Once you've tasted flight, you will forever walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward, for there you have been, and there you will always long to return." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who develops a show to keep your eyes turned skyward. Today's Playmaker has helped raise over $700,000 for nonprofit organizations. With us today is a manager who coordinates an air show which hosts over 120,000 guests. This great playmaker is Christina Carey, Christina's special project manager of Alliance Air Productions. Now, since 2006, Christina has served as special project manager for the Bell Fort Worth Alliance Air Show, one of the industry's top civilian air shows. The show has raised over, as I mentioned, $710,000 for local nonprofit organizations, including those that provide some of the event's 400-plus volunteers. The air show's primary beneficiaries have included Carry the Load, Joint Reserve Naval Air Station Base Fort Worth Morale, Welfare and Recreation Department, and over 60 other nonprofit organizations. Christina coordinates all aspects of the show, which hosts, as I mentioned, over 120,000 guests over the 2 days. She's responsible for management of the $800,000 budget, event logistics, aerial performers, ramp layout, ground activities, static display, sponsorship and exhibits, promotion volunteer coordination, concessions, parking security, safety, and more. In addition to the Bell Fort Worth Alliance Air Show, Christina also coordinates other related special events throughout the year hosted at Fort Worth Alliance Airport, such as film and photography shoots, blimp operations, and other special events. Lot to talk about, and you're very involved with putting this together. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you've been with the Fort Worth Alliance Airport since almost the beginning, which is a part of Hillwood. How did you become involved with the airport?
Well, it all started, I didn't grow up in aviation. Aviation found me. It was in 1996. I was working at Eckerd's, what is now CVS drugstore, and I was asked if I wanted to come and interview for a customer service representative position here at Alliance. I said yes. I was a senior at the time. I came out here. I would leave school at noon and come out here. I came out here for an interview, drove down 35W, and of course, in 1996, there was nothing out here. So coming from the east side of Fort Worth, driving out here, I'm thinking, where am I going? What is this place? Came out for the interview in my senior high school picture outfit that I had for photos. Landed the job as customer service rep, started off in that position, and then transitioned to administrative assistant for the president of the airport here at Alliance a couple years later, and then transitioned to managing the air show.
So you've been taking on more and more responsibility.
Yes.
As you've been here over the years. So that has now, this is 23 years, and you started with the air show beginning in what year? What was the first year you did
that? So 2006 is when we took over the air show.
So you're looking at about 13 years that you've been doing this, so you've become the specialist.
Yes, very much so.
Well, let's talk about the air show a little bit. When is it? Tell us when it is and how people can attend.
So the air show this year, it's the annual air show that we have at Alliance Airport. It's October 19th and 20th. It features the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. We've got 10-plus other aerial performers. Admission is free. We just charge for carload. So a family of four can come out and pay $40 per carload. That's $10 a person. We're one of DFW economical, family-friendly event.
So really, it's just parking. And then they just come in free, and they can buy concessions, watch the show.
Yes.
And buy souvenirs, I would guess.
Yes. So we, in addition to the aerial performances that we have, which start around 10 o'clock, both Saturday and Sunday, same show, goes until about 3:30. So one of the differences this year is the Blue Angels, our feature performer, would typically perform at about 2:30. Well, this year they're performing at noon, so it's important that guests come out early. Again, they start at 10 o'clock. We've got the Blue Angels, the F-16, F-22 demo team. They'll perform between 10 and 2. And then one of the things that we've added this year to this year's event, because every year our motto is bigger, better, different, we've got a concert, free concert, that'll take place both Saturday and Sunday at 3:30, right after the show, here on the ground. So the event on Saturday, the headliner is Austin Alsup from The Voice, and then Scooter Braun Band on Sunday.
So it's worth coming to and staying all day. My question to you is, with 120,000 people over 2 days, that's about 60,000 per day. That's a lot of people coming at one time. How early should someone come out to be able to get a good place to park? When should they get here to be set and ready for the air show?
So gates open at 9. We will have a crowd lined out from the main entrance gate around 8:15. If there's a larger crowd than anticipated, we'll open the gates prior to 9 o'clock. So I would recommend guests getting there very early, between 8:15 and 8:30. If they're interested in online seating, they can buy those online in advance. However, we do sell out of most of our online seating, so definitely go online and also take advantage of the parking discount. So if you can buy your parking ticket online and get a $10 discount, or wait until you get here on site.
Well, we were talking before the show started about how much you have to do to put the show together, and you have programmed perfect weather for those 2 days. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Have you ever had a show that had problems with weather?
Yes, last year, as a matter of fact. We had to cancel Saturday's show because of weather. All of our parking lots are grass, but we were able to implement on Sunday a weather contingency parking plan, and we had trolleys that transported guests down to the ramp. It worked out well, but unfortunately not everyone was able to, we weren't able to park everyone, so we were able to offer, transfer tickets to those that weren't able to get into the show or attend the show on Saturday to attend this year.
Where would someone go to, A, get more information? I'm going to ask you about this again later. Get more information about the show and to find out contingencies if it should have bad weather.
AllianceAirShow.com will give you all the information you need about the aerial performances, ground activities, discount tickets, in addition to social media, Facebook, Twitter. So we will start posting information on our social media accounts, weather delays, traffic delays, and the contingency parking plan that we'll put in place.
Well, I'm looking at the AllianceAirShow.com website, and this is amazing. Just seeing it in video, what the Blue Angels are doing, watching what people are doing. You have other things that are ground-related with trucks, truck show. You have, looks like, stuff the visitors can do, too. Lots of, almost like going to the fair, there's activities for them also. So it's a full day. So it starts at 10 in the morning each day and runs till about 5, is that correct?
Yeah, gates are 9 to 5. Show aerial performances start around 10 o'clock, ends at 3:30. But you can watch the show all day, and as you mentioned, there's ground attractions. We have the STEM Discovery Zone powered by Lockheed Martin this year, which is a 6,400-square-foot area that is... The purpose is to inspire and engage students to maybe choose a career in aviation. So there's lots of hands-on activities in that STEM Discovery Zone. In addition to, we have over 40, 50 aircraft on static. So you've got warbirds to current military aircraft. You can go up into certain aircrafts and take a look and learn about the history of the planes. We also have exhibitors out here. And as you mentioned, the favorite food, funnel cakes and whatnot. So... It's a lot of fun. There's a lot for everyone.
So if you've been to the State Fair of Texas, coming out here will be a whole different experience, giving you a chance to take a look at the air show. Now, do you have any historical planes that are out here, say, from World War II or before?
Yes, we do. We have some of the museums here locally, Fort Worth Aviation Museum, Cavanaugh, which will be conducting flights that you can pay for here on site to take a ride in a warbird.
You can take a ride.
Yes.
Wow. How about helicopters?
Helicopters. We do have a few helicopters coming out. You know, there's quite a few. There's a variety of aircraft for everyone in every generation. So.
What's interesting about the show is compared to shows that are relatively static or maybe in an arena, it sounds like you can do other things and still be able to look up and see the show while you're involved in other things too. How large is this? How immense is this area that you have here? How many square feet or how many acres do you have for the show?
We have about 10 acres of ramp space here that will be full of static aircraft and things and activities. Kid zone area full of inflatables, so bring the little ones out for sure.
How many planes would you say are on site, static or planes that are actually going into the air?
We'll see upwards of, you know, 50 to maybe 60 aircraft here throughout the ramp.
So if anybody has any interest in this, they definitely want to come out here and see this, especially with the U.S. Navy Blue Angels, because that's probably the highlight of the show. Is that correct?
Yes, and we are very fortunate every year to actually secure a jet team. So if you've been around the air show here at Alliance, you've noticed that we'll alternate years. Some years we'll have the Thunderbirds, some years we'll have the Blue Angels. So next year we'll be celebrating our 30th anniversary. We've got the Thunderbirds coming, so lots of things to look forward to this year and next year.
Well, since it is the Bell Fort Worth Alliance air show, how involved does Bell get in the show itself?
Bell has been a supporter of the air show event for many, many years. The time it started off in 1991 at Meacham Airport. So back when the air show was in Meacham, it was performed or produced by an organization that managed the event, Aviation Heritage Association, until we took over in 2006. So again, Bell's been a supporter many, many years. They host their employees and families out Friday through Sunday, because Friday is our VIP rehearsal day. And they've already will make a big announcement soon that their commitment to continue supporting the air show.
That's wonderful. You've been doing this since you took over back in 2006. What changes have occurred over the 13, 14 years that you've been doing this? How different is the show?
So, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, bigger, better, different is our motto. We always want.
So it's gotten bigger, it's gotten better, and it's been different.
That it has. We want to stay consistent with the tradition of the show. However, we do want to bring different elements to our guests so that they have something to look forward to every year. So we take a look at the aerial act component and the ground attraction. We determine every year what new element we want to bring. So this year we've got 5 new acts coming to the show. So traditionally we would have the Shockwave Jet Truck, which has been a staple of the event. This year we're going to have what I call a relative to the Shockwave. It's called the Aftershock Jet Truck. So it's a cute little engine, fire truck, that'll run over 300 miles down the runway in a big puff of smoke. So that's always a ground a big attraction. And like I said, you know, we'll have other new aerial performances. And then the ground attraction, what we look for is, as the STEM Discovery Zone, enhancing that area every year and adding new activities.
Well, if you have the same displays, if you have the same activities every year, fewer people would come out seeing the same thing over and over again. So I would think the one of the biggest parts of your job, because we were talking earlier and you said that with all the things you do here, about 80% of your time is spent on putting together this air show, and we're coming up to the show in a few weeks, and now it's all coming together. But it's looking for all these different activities and different acts. Do you spend a big part of time looking for things out there that you can bring to the show that have been in other shows around the country?
You know, that's a great question. We have a team of 40 members that have been with us. It's grown since then. So when we started off in 2006, we had about 8.
Yeah, just a handful.
We sure did. And we've got volunteers from Lockheed, Bell, FAA, American Airlines. And our team is very creative in bringing to the table what they think might be of interest to our guest every year. In addition, the International Council of Air Show, which is the powerhouse of air shows, we attend a big convention in December every year, and that's where we go and sign up the performers. We also attend sessions on how to improve your show, other event organizers are there that, you know, share with them what's been successful at their event. So we bring back and discuss with the team opportunities that we may be able to implement this year that, you know, could change a guest experience.
Then it sounds like there are acts out there that their full-time job is going from air show to air show.
Yes.
And that's all they do.
That is correct.
And they want to present themselves in a great light, so you hire them.
Yes. So, again, the big convention hall, it's an opportunity to spend some time with our team. A handful of us go there every year. It's held in Vegas in December. We walk down a big convention floor, and there's performers there that are introducing their act, and we go down and sign contracts and decide who we're going to choose for the next year.
Well, I mentioned earlier that about 120,000 people have been coming out, about 60,000 each day. How many people came out when the show first started, even before you took that over? Was it a lot smaller?
It was a little bit smaller, but not much. You know, we've, in the airshow industry, knows that it's dependent on the feature performer. So either the Thunderbirds, the Blue Angels, and then what competing events are going on here locally in the area. But we've stayed pretty consistent with the amount of attendees that we've had every year.
Well, let's go to the real core of the air show, and that's the amount of money that you're raising for nonprofit organizations. This is a nonprofit air show. All the excess above what you're spending money on goes to these nonprofit organizations. Are there organizations that you pick ahead of time that you will help donate the money to?
So we select a major beneficiary of the event. And as you mentioned earlier, last year we were able to fund all of the events at the Naval Air Station Fort Worth Joint Reserve Base here locally for their military family at the base. So this year, that is our major beneficiary this year. Directly and indirectly, we give funds to nonprofits. So as an example of indirectly, we hire a company that comes out and does the food concession booths, and a percentage goes back to local nonprofits that work in those booths. Fort Worth is such a great community that wants to come out and volunteer for local events. We have the same groups pretty much that come year over year that we give those funds to.
So this is, it's free admission coming to the air show. What they're paying for is parking when they get here. That's all they have to pay, spend money on,
yes,
is the parking. But it sounds like the dollars they spend while they're here, because you have a lot of activities, you have concessions, you have food, a big part of that is going toward nonprofit to help some of these families and other organizations. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we have three sources of revenue, parking, concessions, and sponsorship. And that makes up the money that we're able to give to the nonprofits here in North Texas.
So for those listening that would not want to attend, there's two of them right there, which is the parking and the concession. So should you go to the air show, which is the 19th and 20th of this month, bring your wallet with you and your credit card so you can spend some money here to help the organizations.
Yes.
One more time, let's talk about the specifics of the air show. I mentioned the 19th and 20th. Tell us again exactly when it is and what's happening and what time people have to be here.
Sure. So this is the 29th air show. Show dates are October 19th and 20th here at Fort Worth Alliance Airport. And admission to the ground activities and to watch the show are free. We only charge parking by the carload. So for a family of four, $40 a car, that's $10 a person. Again, we are one of DFW's most affordable, family-friendly outdoor events. Gates are open 9 to 5. Aerial performances begin around 10. So come early this year because performer schedule has changed. The F-22 Raptor demo team, F-16 Viper demo, and performing in the morning, followed by the Blue Angels, will start around noon. So again, come early, because historically the Blues would perform around 2:30. As I mentioned, we have the five new acts, the Aftershock Jet Truck, Adam Baker, Mini Jet, Jeff Bourbon, and the Yak 110, which is truly a unique aerial performance that first came on the air show circuit last year, so we're excited to have them.
When people do attend, I'm guessing they have, you're at stands there, so they can sit in the stands, is that correct?
Yes, so we've got three options for seating. You can bring your own chair into the event or a blanket. We've got general public viewing area on the ramp, or you can go online and purchase Flight Deck, Skybox, and Captain's Club, which is Captain's Club is our highest tier of paid seating, which includes a buffet lunch and beverages.
Well, that sounds good.
Yes, there's different options for everyone.
Is there anything, what else can they bring with them, and or is there anything they should not or could not bring with them?
There is read and bag search. You can bring items for small children if you have dietary restrictions. We allow that. No food or beverage are allowed on the ramp.
Well, that's understandable because a big part of the money you're making and giving to the nonprofit organizations is coming from concessions. So
yes.
You want to make sure that's happening there too. Christina, this has been wonderful. This sounds like a great show. Again, this is going to be October 19th and 20th at the Fort Worth Alliance Airport. This is the Bell Fort Worth Alliance Airport Air Show. This is the 29th one. It's going to start at 9 o'clock, or gates open at 9 o'clock.
Yes, gates open at 9.
Saturday and Sunday. And the show begins at 10 o'clock and ends with a concert.
Yes.
So people could spend the whole day here till what, about 5 o'clock? Is that correct?
Gates close at 5, yes.
And where do they get more information so that they can find out more, get the tickets ahead of time if they'd like to?
AllianceAirShow.com or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
That's a wonderful place to start. Christina, this has been wonderful. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you also for listening to us. It's great having Christina on the show. And for those joining us, listening to the show. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And we'll be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.